Welcome to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Let's get moving with honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master life and business. We've all experienced life's ups and downs. In this show, Suzanne and Denise are committed to moving onward, upward, and most of all, learning from the biggest challenges we face in life and business. Join in the conversations with experts in their respective fields of health, wellness, personal development, fitness, and fun. And that's not all. Your path to self-mastery starts here. No climb is a straight line. Goals are achievable with clear targets. The ascent begins now.
All right. Welcome. Welcome, woo! Everybody. Woohoo. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Denise.
Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo. So hi, everyone. Welcome to the Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. I'm Denise of the two of us.
And I'm Suzanne. Welcome, welcome.
So today, let's talk about something that we all know is a problem for most of us, but we really don't talk about. So today, let's think about those holiday celebrations and hopefully coming soon, those barbecues or those buffets. Or anytime, you know, you're out at dinner and there's a lot of yummy, delicious food out there on the table or, you know, on the menu, and you want to try everything. Problem is, are your eyes bigger than your stomach? You want to taste everything, but let's be real, you just don't have the space to eat it. And that really can wreak havoc on your diet, on your health and wellness, and let's be real, your waistline. So let's talk about this, Suze. You know, we talk, a lot of times we talk about calories and calorie counting and carbs and all of this stuff, but there's more to it. So let's talk about portion size.
Yeah, I really, you know, this is such an interesting and controversial topic, you know, from calorie counting to, you know, ratio and, you know, how many fats, how many grams of protein, how many grams of carbs are you eating? Or are you measuring your food? Are you tracking macros? Like, there's so many different opinions.
Mm-hmm. And I actually have tried counting macros. I actually took a course and actually have a certification in how to do that. And I have to say, it's not that easy.
No, I've used an app for a long time that shows me what my ratios are and what vitamins I might be deficient in that day's food. So that lets me know kind of how to track what supplements I need to take. Mm-hmm. I won't say I'm consistent with it, but it really comes down to, you know, I used to be quite the competitive athlete, and I noticed with a lot of my clients who are working out, that drives up your appetite. And they're increasing those portion sizes to combat with that more active metabolism. So I wanted to ask the question today for our listeners to think about, are you eating like a professional athlete who's working out 4 to 6 hours a day, honing their craft? Or are you just feeling a little bit more hungry because you're not getting the right nutrients? And I think that's really key with, you know, people that are busy working and you work out for an hour a day, even if you just go for a walk an hour a day. It's easy to forget how much you're actually eating portion wise. So I wanted to help people dial that in today. Mm-hmm. And fueling yourself as a competitive athlete really means something different than fueling yourself as just a regular person exercising every day. So 12,000 calories a day, it was rumored that Michael Phelps would eat when he was training for the Olympics. And I thought I was eating a lot at 4,000 calories a day. So I really got an eye opener there, that's for sure. And so many times people think more is more valuable, you know, in the case of portion sizes. But as far as calories go, more is just more. And Yeah, I'm wondering what your take is on that. As far as, do you notice your portions get bigger, Denise, when you're working out more?
They used to. They definitely used to. But I really, in the last few years, have really focused more on weighing my food and measuring it. Because mm-hmm. I was at that stage in life where, you know, those extra few calories a day were really starting to add up. What I did notice, so Mark used to be a marathon runner. And, you know, he really was one of those people that he didn't eat a lot during the day, but he would eat at night. And so his portions were a lot bigger than mine should have been, because that was his main meal. So that's really when I started to pay attention, because, you know, he was running marathons, so he was burning a lot of calories. I was only running half marathons, but I was some days eating as much as he was. And so that really,
he's a man and he's bigger, and right. Like, so you weren't taking into consideration that he's a man. Mm-hmm. So higher calorie burn, you know, just mm-hmm. if you guys sat on the sofa next to each other all day,
he'd still burn more.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is just the world we live in.
So the interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Mark was kind of funny. Like, he would always, after a marathon, so he was usually really good. I mean, very regimented about what he ate, even though it was mostly dinner time. But after a marathon, so, you know, he used to always joke, you know, running, you know, training for a marathon is the best thing you could do for your body. Running one could kill you. But what he would do, like, after the marathon, he wanted a hamburger. And the morning after, he would have like a big stack of pancakes. And it was the only time he'd ever eat them. And the reason being was because he had burned so many calories, and his body was so depleted of nutrition that his body required that. But that was after running a marathon. And so many people go, oh, sure, you know, three, you know, pancakes and some sausage. Oh, and some eggs. That's great. That's a normal breakfast. Yeah, at 4,000 calories. So I think most of us, especially here in the U.S., we see a plate full of food, and that's value to us. Dollar-wise, we're not really paying attention to what the value is nutritionally.
Oh, well, I like that analogy. I think, you know, my generation, our generation growing up, it mm-hmm. was finish all the food on your plate. You
Absolutely.
Know, there's starving children in Africa. Well, my answer was send it to them then. I'm full. And yep. I remember that fight when I was a kid. And, you know, I promised when I became a mom, I wasn't going to do that. Mm-hmm. I, you know, whatever you ate on your plate, once you were full, within reason, right? Like, you can't go have cake after not eating your dinner. Well, sometimes we have dessert for dinner, but that's a whole nother show. And I think what we're missing here is that, you know, if we value a big plate of food, right? How many times have you gone out to a restaurant and we get so excited when we have food to bring home? Like, we have a whole nother, I mean, there's restaurants out there now that you order one meal on the menu mm-hmm. and they give you a whole nother meal to take home with you.
Absolutely. Mark and I actually, when we go out to dinner, we order one meal and we split it between the two of us. And we're two grown adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how big the portions are. So let's talk a little bit about how many people every year are diagnosed with mm-hmm. being overweight and mm-hmm. have type 2 diabetes. How many people every year are diagnosed with this? It's 1.5 million.
Wow.
And this is a completely reversible with diet and exercise changes mm-hmm. condition.
Preventable. Let's put that in there too.
Preventable.
Completely preventable. Yeah. Type 2 diabetes, of course, mm-hmm. is absolutely preventable. Yes. And I got a resource in here that I thought was really good. And we'll put that into the chat for everybody, because I think if you don't have diabetes, or you haven't been diagnosed with diabetes,
Mm-hmm.
It's not you and it won't be you. Right. And it's something that happens to somebody else. But if you're pushing 50 pounds overweight, guess what?
Yeah.
Type 2 diabetes is knocking on the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is really over this last year and a half, as my business has grown, my to-do list mm-hmm. has grown. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, I'm like, well, isn't that interesting that as my business has grown, my to-do list has grown, and my portions, when I do eat, you know, sometimes I'm skipping meals.
Which is not good either.
When I do eat, which isn't, yeah. And, but those portions are bigger. And so that was really interesting aha mm-hmm. moment for me. And I'll be totally transparent. I've gained a lot of weight in the last 2 years. And I blame it on having a successful business, but that's really not true. What's really true is that I'm moving less mm-hmm. and eating more.
And so that was going to be my question. That was going to be mm-hmm. my question. So are you, so you're eating more when you're eating because you're skipping mm-hmm. meals, and are you measuring? Are you actually paying attention yeah. because you're so busy? And I think that that's a challenge for all of us. We get busy. We're not paying attention. A lot of us are home more often than we normally would be. So we're snacking, kind of yes. grazing, and all yeah. of those things count. You know, if you open a bag of chips.
I will say that in 1 week, so it's been 1 week today mm-hmm. that I started measuring and recording everything again. So it's been 2 years since I did that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I've lost 5 pounds this week mm-hmm. and I have more energy. I'm less hungry because I'm actually eating the things that my body needs rather than I always ate healthy. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I wasn't eating mm-hmm. chips and ice cream and that kind of stuff, but I was going for the quicker solutions and just making that change for 5 days mm-hmm. resulted in 5 pounds.
Well, think about it. Even if, you know, if every day for 7 days, if you mm-hmm. cut back, you know, the portion size and it equals 100 calories. If you, mm-hmm. if it's, that's 700 calories that you've saved in a week that you really hadn't really been literally counting saying, oh gosh, I have to save 700 calories. You just automatically saved it because you didn't eat it.
Correct. And if you're really looking at what you're eating, mm-hmm. you know, that's, and you're eating lean and green. I love mm-hmm. lean and green.
Yep.
You can eat so much more mm-hmm. for the same amount of calories.
Yep.
So if you're hungry, if you're finding that your portions are huge, mm-hmm. let's eat foods that are nutrient dense mm-hmm. and low in calories.
Yep.
And
so kick the chips out of, yeah. get rid of the chips.
Darn.
And the sugary drinks. And, you know, I think sometimes too, you know, I say get rid of the chips, but so I bought a bag of multigrain chips the other day. And literally this bag will last me probably 2 weeks because what I've gotten to the habit of, and I know some people are going to say, oh, that's kind of anal of you, Denise. But, mm-hmm. you know, if there's a portion is 10 chips, I take the 10 chips out and that's what I eat.
And you don't go back for 10 more?
Really? No, because I put them back away. I put them back in the pantry. And then now if it was cookies, which are like, I'm seriously, I could be Cookie Monster. Like if I could dye my hair blue, I would look exactly like Cookie Monster. If I had cookies in the house, then no, I would take the two out and then I would go back for more. So I guess that's another thing, you know, to mention, if there's something that is really your kryptonite, don't keep it in your house.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's been really important to remember, mm-hmm. especially this last 5 days, you know, because I have one growing boy and one really skinny man in this house who eats whatever he wants. And one of the things that was important for me to remember is that they have foods that aren't mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that area got a little gray for me mm-hmm. over the past couple years. So yeah. I really like the idea of dialing it in, being more present bringing a little bit of mindfulness to the portions and seeing what a big difference that has made. And so 5 days of this now, I also did something with my business in the last 5 days. I delegated a huge amount of tasks to my assistant. And then I actually called somebody I know and I said, I need somebody to handle this division of my company. I need somebody to take over marketing, SEO, all of those tasks that I was kind of overseeing. And I know it's necessary for my clients and I know it's needed, right? But I can't be the one to do it for them if I'm going to function as their coach and advisor.
So streamlining your business and so you're doing, so it does it. So, you know, this is where, you know, we talk about, you know, life and business isn't linear and things really do go together. You know, it's not separate. So
well, it'll how be did interesting. That happen? Like I didn't plan that. Right. But the awareness that I'm bringing to my personal habits, my food. So I'd love to challenge anybody who's listening just to be aware of what you're doing. So, you know, take a breath while you're making your food and look at your portions. Don't just dive in mindlessly. And when you're looking at your business, take a look at your list of responsibilities. If you have a company with five divisions, like I do, you need to operate it like a CEO and not a scrambling.
So you talked about visualizing things here, you know. So let's talk about that. How do you visualize? Like, what is a portion? You know, we've all seen, you know, it's the size of your palm. It's the size of this. But when, if you're visualizing, if you're actually stopping to pay attention and visualize, how much is too much? How do you do it?
Grains more than the size of a baseball. And if you're a cereal eater, like I used to be, a portion of cereal is a quarter cup. Well, if that's true, which I know it is, every time I poured a bowl of cereal, I was having four portions. Wow.
Because it tastes good. And I totally get it. Most of us will just fill the bowl and never pay attention to what is the actual portion size. So I think this is an important piece. And I've added to a resource for everybody to that I guess we'll post later. And it basically talks about portion size and, you know, what to look for. You know, is it the size of your, I mean, I think I use the size of my fist for meat is the size of my fist. And I got a little fist. My husband's is twice that size. So his, for him, it's obviously double.
Yeah.
So let's think, you know, what else, you know, what are the tips? Let's talk tips.
Well,
what would be your number one tip?
Number one, if you can't hold it in one hand, you're eating too much of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
I eat a lot of berries. I eat apples. I eat grapes and that kind of fruit. Usually one or two servings a day. And it's never more than I can hold in one hand.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's been super helpful for me.
Another thing you've said to me in the past is, we've talked about this in the past, is how big plates have gotten. I mean, a dinner plate is like, it's this big. When you shrink your plate.
I will say I'm back to my baby plate. And that helps me so much. It's just a mind trick, right? It helps you visualize a full plate, a full meal, right? And the plate is actually the size of a sandwich plate instead of a dinner plate. And then I have a bowl for any side portion, like a side salad or an extra portion of vegetables, but nothing's allowed to go in that side bowl that has more calories than it takes to digest. So it's a free bowl of food.
So I love that. That's a really good idea.
Spinach, peppers, celery, mushrooms, anything that takes more energy to digest than it has in it can go in that bowl. And if I'm still hungry after I finish my plate, mm-hmm. I can have that bowl.
Ah, I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
And things like this are so easy to do at home when we are thoughtful about it. And as I mentioned earlier, I like to measure my food or weigh my food. It's just the way I like to do it. This way I don't have to count calories. But when you're out and about and you're eating out or you're traveling, when we travel again, and you know, what do you eat when you're out? So what are the couple of things that you can do when you portion control when you're out? And we just talked about this earlier, is when you go out to share dinner. Mark and I share dinner all the time. And it's amazing, one meal for two people and we're both full. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend. And, you know, if you're at home and, you know, I have this, my background is food and beverage and cooking. I can cook for 10 people. It's still hard for me to cook for two people. So yeah. A lot of times I have to make sure, you know, that we do the same thing. If it's, if I've cooked six pieces of chicken and they're big pieces of chicken, measure them, weigh them, and then we split them. So
yeah.
That portion control piece is important when you're out. But again, it's just as important when you're at your own house too.
I think one of the things that's been helpful for me with portions out or at home is realizing that whatever is put on your plate, if it's by somebody else, it's typically a double portion. So mm-hmm. I think eat half. And then second is to realize and bring a little bit of slow down and mindfulness to mm-hmm. what you're doing. So I notice, like, mm-hmm. even when we're here having this conversation, I'm excited, I'm passionate, I love what I'm talking about. I can feel myself.
Get excited.
Yeah, I get so excited. And dinner time, same thing, right? If I've made this delicious meal, I'm excited to eat it. Oh my God, it tastes so good. And if you just slow it down mm-hmm. and take a nice breath over your food before you start, and plan
smell
out
it.
How much you're going to eat. Yeah, smell it. Let all the other senses come mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. and appreciate how the food got to your table and bring a little bit of mindfulness to each bite. You know, my mom was crazy about her figure. And she told me, if you chew every bite of food 30 times, you'll never be fat.
It takes a long time and it helps to digest. Okay, here's another tip for that. Between bites, put your fork on the table. Put your fork down. Because what happens, and you know, I see Mark doing this sometimes. Like he's eating double. Like this rather. Where here I am, you know, I take a bite and I put the fork down and I chew, probably not 30 times. But he'll be finished with his meal and I'm halfway there. And
yeah, that's my husband and I too. He's much mm-hmm. slower and he actually takes a break halfway mm-hmm. through dinner, puts his fork down, has a sip of water, we'll have a conversation. Meanwhile, I'm still eating. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we needed to bring Dennis on this conversation for next time.
I think he's got secrets he doesn't even know he has because he's 5'11" mm-hmm. and his body fat level is super low. He has the body of a runner. Even though he doesn't exercise, we just got into walking. And I think my aha moment was realizing that me at 5'3", I weighed the same mm-hmm. as my 5'11 husband.
Yep. And again, it comes back to what we're eating and the portions. And so going back to a couple of tips real quick, because I know this is, and I said this earlier, this is a big one. Eating in front of the television, I'm sure your husband and your son do this, right? Mm-hmm. They've got the bag of chips and they're just eating. Where I said, I'll take the chips out and put it on the plate. So that's a big deal because before you know it, the whole bag is gone.
Yeah.
Did your mom ever say to you when you were younger, you know, don't eat that, you know, don't eat at 4:00, you know, you'll spoil your dinner, or 5:00, you'll spoil your dinner.
Yep.
Such a misconception. If you're hungry, it's one thing if you're just snacking for the sake of snacking, but if you're hungry and it's 5:00 and you eat at 6:30, go ahead and spoil that dinner. Have an apple.
Yeah.
you know, have some celery and carrots, but really make sure that, you know, it's something that's nutritious. And again, an apple, you know, an apple is like this size, again, of my fist. A couple of other things real quick. Beware of supersized packages. Like I was just at Costco today. The bags that are this big, you don't need those. And if you do get them, make sure that you are taking and portioning. And to me, I think really out of sight, out of mind, you know, I know you did this. You have a cabinet that's separate. This is, you know, Sean and Dennis's food. This is my food. And for me, like with the cookies, if I don't have them in the house, I'm not craving them.
Correct.
And I think that's really, really an important piece, because if it's there, you know, you know it's there. You may not want it, but you know it's there. And somehow the cookies are calling.
Absolutely. Well, we have to wrap up already. So I'm super excited. If you're listening, we're going to hop over into our breakout room and interact with our audience for questions. And we'll take this conversation a little deeper. Make sure that you check out the download that comes with this podcast. It's an awesome resource with all the tips that we gave today. And remember that every week there's another diet, fitness, or exercise tip, trick, magical, miracle cure. Let's remember, get back to basics, nourish, move, be. And next week on our show, we have a special guest joining us, functional movement expert, Mark Malahusky. We have been friends since high school, so I'm super excited to bring him on our show and have a talk about functional movement and exercise as we get older, but even it's important in your 20s. So this is going to appeal to everyone. So I'm super excited for that. Make sure you join us next week here on The Crooked Climb.
Thank you for tuning in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Your go-to solution for honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master your life and business. To connect with Suzanne, visit thetailoredconsultingagency.com. That's tailored, T-A-Y-L-O-R-D. And to connect with Denise, visit livinghealthylist.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.